Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Wildwood Drive, a 50-plus-year-old roadway considered by many as the worst road in Kenai, was identified as in failed condition in the city's 2009 roadway improvement survey conducted by Nelson Engineering. The city street has continued to further degrade. The total road project cost is estimated at $929,000, and state funding support is necessary to complete the project in 2023. The Kenai City Council has approved the request for funding in the amount of $600,000, in addition to the $329,000 in city funding already secured through the passage of Resolution 2021-26 to support this project. Scott Curtin, Kenai Public Works Director, explains the status of Wildwood Drive.
This is the Wildwood Drive rehab project. So this is from the Kenai Spur Highway down to near the entrance of the correctional facility. It's about 2,300 lineal feet, roughly, as far as distance. When we started the project, we did some geotechnical investigations, soil borings, and they kind of confirmed our worst fears that road was really not constructed on much of a gravel base. And the result of that is with the design for rehab, we're having to go in there and essentially excavate out 3 feet-ish of the bad material and come back up with new gravel for the majority of the distance of 2,300 feet. So that is what's driving the additional costs.
The project consists of approximately 2,300 linear feet of roadway from the Kenai Spur Highway to the entrance of Wildwood Correctional Complex, a State of Alaska Department of Corrections institution. Wildwood Drive is primarily utilized by state employees and is critical to public safety agencies on the Kenai Peninsula. The Wildwood Drive Rehabilitation Project is planned for construction in the summer of 2023. A Washington man was sentenced on March 9th for putting a flight crew in fear of being assaulted during a commercial airline flight. According to court documents, on March 1st, Mark Hetzler, 43, was a passenger aboard Aleutian flight SRY-1102 with service from Dutch Harbor to Anchorage. While the aircraft was in flight, Hetzler laid down in the aisle and refused to let flight crew through. He then became combative and began behaving aggressively towards the crew members. An off-duty police officer aboard the flight stepped in to assist the flight crew. Hetzler became confrontational with the officer as well. Other passengers then assisted in subduing Hetzler, who was restrained for the remainder of the flight. Agents with the Federal Bureau of Investigation placed Hetzler into federal custody upon the plane landing at the Ted Stevens Anchorage International Airport. 8 days after his arrest on March 9th, Hetzler pleaded guilty to an information charging fear assault in the special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States. He was sentenced to time served for the 8 days he spent in federal custody. The safety and security of air travel is paramount, and we will continue to prosecute offenders in order to ensure that all passengers are able to travel without fear of assault or harm, said U.S. Attorney Eslane Tucker. We hope that this case will serve as a warning to others who may consider committing similar acts in the future, and it will encourage everyone to follow the rules and regulations designated to keep our skies safe and secure. A U.S. judge this week ruled the National Marine Fisheries Service violated the law when it failed to develop a plan to prevent West Coast commercial sablefish fishermen from harming humpback whales. The Endangered Species Act requires Fisheries Service to develop a plan to reduce the number of whales accidentally injured or killed by the fishery, but the agency neither crafted such a plan nor started to create one, the ruling said. About 150 commercial fishing vessels use traps to capture sablefish in waters off California, Oregon, and Washington. The Fisheries Service estimates a fishery accidentally injures or kills an average of one humpback whale per year. Read more on this story on our website at RadioKenai.com. You'd also find us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's news of the Kenai in Alaska. I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.